The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAVE Sports Radio, where it's all a work. And we are back for another episode, another week of NFL football. We're going to try to get through this episode as quick as we can, but I am your host, Heavy Set, and my co-host, Joe Bennett Jr.
Yo, what's up?
Nothing much going on. Let's go through how you're... Oh, God, you are in first place in the Pick'ems League with 52... Correct. Mop is a little bit behind at 51. I'm at 48. Eat My Goal at 47. Very impressive, Mart. Shane is at 46. The Submission Specialist is at 45, which is Dan the Cannon. And Awkward Carrots, my friend Ryan, is at 44. Kind of.
Yeah.
We're all fairly close. It's still open. We're still keeping it close. And Stevie G has been kicked from the league, so
goodbye.
He hadn't made any picks, so said fuck it. Anyway, and then going over to the fantasy football really quick. In first place, the main attraction. Second place, Pin Me Pay Me with Dan the Cannon. Three, Mob Jockey has changed the name of his team. It is now Murder Porn. Fourth place is Carp's Tip Top Team. Five, the Dark Knights. Six, Bull. Seven, Locked Up for Life. Number in eighth place, finally getting a win, the Ultimate Warriors, me beating you. And Stevie G at ninth place and Parker at 10th place.
Got really lucky.
Yeah. All right, let's move on really quick and let's talk about our teams. First up, I will talk about the Bears. I didn't watch the game. I was at a wrestling show, and they played the Saints. And, yeah, I was expecting it from the get-go that they were going to lose. They seemed to be holding on fairly tight, but the Saints are just that much better, and that's all I need to say about that. I was expecting a loss here.
Yeah, no, the game wasn't close at all until the end of the game, and it was the same thing with the week before. They show up in the second half, and they got to play a full four quarters if they expect to win against a good team like that.
Yeah. And what about your Cowboys?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, going up against the Broncos. I'll say this. Even though I did not get to watch that game, I've heard a lot about it. And for someone to hold on up against Peyton Manning like that, I give kudos to Tony Romo. That's why they paid him. This is the game where he showed why they should be paying him.
Absolutely. And I mean, yes, I was very upset at the end of the game. That interception did piss me off. Yes, he had his foot, or he stepped on his lineman's foot. But you can't knock the guy. Over 500 yards passing, five touchdowns. He had more passing yards, more TDs than Peyton Manning. If the defense might have showed up for one or two more series, they could have easily won this game and shown everyone. And I feel that Tony Romo showed why he was paid.
Oh, exactly. And then let's talk about last Thursday night. Let's talk about the Browns.
Yeah, Browns.
You know, it sucks. It's why we can't have any good things in Cleveland. Brian Hoyer gets knocked out minutes. Just a matter of mere minutes, a second drive.
Yeah, that fucked my other fantasy league.
Yeah, and Brian Hoyer was picked up by me last week, and he has been dropped since, I believe. I got to double check. Oh, it's a sad...
Did they say what it is yet in Cleveland?
ACL, and he is out for the season.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's why we can't have any good things. Whedon is back as the quarterback. Not looking forward to that, but it is what it is. I think Brian Hoyer is cemented to be a backup next year. I think almost guaranteed. At least a backup. They get someone at least in there who knows what they're doing, and Hoyer can be awesome.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And Travis Benjamin with that punt return. You see that shit?
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh my god! I literally stood up and started clapping because that was very good, very impressive. But that's what our teams did last week, and let's get into what our teams will do this week with our picks. And let's start with Thursday night with the New York Giants at the Chicago Bears. I'm picking the Chicago Bears because the Giants are just shitty.
Wait, what? Did you just...
I said I'm picking the Bears because the Giants are just shitty.
Okay, I thought you said you were going to pick the Giants. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, I think the Bears just show up and they win. That's all there is to it. Eli Manning is down in the dumps. He even sounded down in the dumps in his press conference. Coach Coughlin sounded awful in the press conferences after this game. It's time. The Giants have lived their life. It's over. Long live the Dallas Cowboys in the East.
Who will have more interceptions, Eli Manning or Jay Cutler?
Oh, easily. Well, it depends on.
Yeah.
Tillman is healthy, which he's not.
He's questionable.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. I think it could be equal.
Him and Martellus Bennett both are questionable. That's what's scary.
Yeah, Martellus is fine. They're just playing safe right now. They're holding their cards close to their chest.
Let's stick with your NFC West, or East, my bad, and the Washington Redskins at the Dallas Cowboys.
I feel the same if the Cowboys just show up, if they keep playing offense like they have been. If Romo comes back and plays again like Peyton Manning, easy win.
Well, it's funny because you know who the Redskins got next week, right?
Next week?
Yep.
Yeah, they got the Bears. Oh, no, they got the Broncos, don't they?
Nope, they got the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
20th. Yeah, I'm picking the Cowboys. You're picking the Cowboys.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, this one's gonna be a tough one. The Detroit Lions at the Cleveland Browns. Who are you picking?
I'm gonna stick with the Browns just because the fact that who knows if Calvin Johnson's gonna play.
I think that is a possibility. I'm going with a miracle. I'm going with a Browns win on that one. It's going to be a miracle to beat the Lions, but they are playing in Cleveland. They're not playing in Detroit, so.
Yep.
All right, and let's just get into the rest of the games of the week. We got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Buffalo Bills. I like how the Bengals are playing.
Yeah, I agree, and Buffalo lost their starting quarterback, so don't expect much out of Buffalo.
Well, they're kind of lucky because, I mean, they may have lost their quarterback. I mean, what is the name of...
EJ Manuel?
No. What's the name of the backup quarterback? Because, it cracked me up when he went into the game after Manuel. He has a weird last name. Tool. That's what it was. Tool. Anyway, and it wasn't even spelled T-O-O-L. I forget how it was spelled. But yeah, I'm picking the Bengals on that one. Next up, the Oakland Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, there's not a team in history that has gone from going to win two games one season to being 5-0 the next.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely so, ridiculous.
I think the Raiders have a chance here, but they're in Kansas. Prior's going to be big.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm pissed because I didn't start him in one of my leagues because Poyer went out, asshole. Yeah, I still think Kansas City has this in the bag.
Yep, Kansas City's my team too, but I think it's gonna be close.
It could be.
How about the Carolina Panthers at the Minnesota Vikings?
I've got the Panthers. I mean, yeah, Minnesota just did sign Josh Freeman.
Jesus.
But I'm still going to go with the Panthers.
You know what? I'm going for the Panthers, too. I think it's going to be an upset.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a surprising game.
Yeah, I agree.
How about this game? The Pittsburgh Steelers at the New York Jets.
Well, easy pick. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger's been sacked almost as many times as Rogers Cromartie has kids.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, after what we've seen on Monday night, or what I heard about, Jets are going to be dangerous. I kind of think the AFC East is going to be scary.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, I'm definitely also picking the Jets on this one. Obviously.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm picking the Buccaneers in this one. I don't know why.
Me too. I've got the Bucs. I think Chip Kelly or Chip whatever the fuck his name is, his offense has been figured out, and his team gets tired. I mean, they can't keep up with it.
I think
Nick
the
Foles
Eagles are
is going to start. I can count on it.
I think that the Eagles are going to have to rebuild here soon with Chip Kelly doing stuff, and I think Michael Vick will not be a part of that as much as I really like him, but he hasn't played a full season since 2006.
Not surprised. I mean, some of his dogs last longer.
Oh damn,
I went there.
Next up, the Green Bay Packers at the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I've got the Packers on this one.
Packers are just had their bye week, was it last week they had the bye week?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think they're gonna be on the comeback, and Ravens just look pitiful.
Yeah.
And you're picking the Packers too?
Yes.
All right. Next up, we have the St. Louis Rams at the Houston Texans. Yeah, I'm gonna pick the Texans.
Really? I'm going with St. Louis just because the Texans, I mean, man, the quarterback, Matt Schaub, there's something going on. He doesn't have the confidence. He's been struggling. I'm going to go with St. Louis on this one.
Okay. And next up we have our blowout picks of the week with the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Denver Broncos, 99-1. Is anybody going to doubt Denver at this point?
Trap game.
I don't know about that.
Trap game. But I'm still picking the Broncos. Because even if it's a trap game, the Broncos are still, I mean, they're averaging 44 points a game, man. And the Jacksonville Jaguars can barely score a touchdown.
We need to predict the score for this one.
I'm going to say 40. Well, they might pull starters if it gets too out of hand. I'm going to say 38-10.
I say 55-14.
Ooh.
They're going to keep that trend high that they've been doing. Maybe 48-14. It's going to be in that area. I do say they're going to score more than 40 points again.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, the Tennessee Titans at the Seattle Seahawks. Since it's at Seattle, I have to pick the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. There's no question about that. I'm going with the Seahawks. Tennessee is Tennessee. They're okay. But, man, that crowd there in Seattle is loud as hell.
And this is really surprising. The underdogs, the New Orleans Saints at the New England Patriots. I'm going with the underdogs on this one because Breeze has what Brady doesn't. And that's receivers. No. I saw this online. It was the wide receivers for the Patriots are like characters from VeggieTales.
Wait,
no hands.
Are you trying to New Orleans is the favorite?
No, they're not.
Look again. 71% to 29.
Mm-mm. Look up top. There's favorite and underdog.
They're what?
Look up top. There's favorite pick and underdog. That's like how they're lined up.
Right, but why is it backwards? The colors are backwards.
These are like the betting lines. The favorite to win is the Patriots.
Well, yeah. I'm picking the Saints because New England doesn't have a chance.
Yeah. Breeze has receivers who can catch and Brady don't.
Yep. Because he's locked up. And the other one plays with Peyton.
Yeah, pretty much. Up next, the Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. I'm picking the 49ers.
Yeah, after this last week, yeah, I'm going with the 49ers.
And then moving on to the Monday night game, last game, we have Indianapolis Colts at the San Diego Chargers. I'm going with the Colts.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Colts. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking. I'm like, wait, am I? Yeah. Colts, I think, are one of the best teams in the NFL right now, honestly.
I really want to see more out of them. I think they are, but I don't want it to be all a mirage because we've seen a lot of that this season. We see I think by the end of the season, every team is going to have a loss and every team is going to have a win.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe except for Jacksonville.
They're going to beat somebody.
Yeah, we'll see. Could be this week.
I doubt it. What is your pretty swell pick of the week?
Oh, my pretty swell pick of the week. It's going to be the New York Giants over the Steelers of Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Green Bay beating Baltimore.
Nice.
And that will do it from here. Damn, this is going to be a really, really short episode.
Well, we had to make it quick because you're out and about, so.
Yeah.
It happens. Life gets in the way.
So, like us on Facebook.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Sorry, we don't have merch yet. Can't go to www.kayfabesports.com and buy that yet.
Have you fixed that yet?
Maybe.
Not.
No, I haven't. I will.
All right. For Joe Bennett Jr., I am Heavy Set, and thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFA Sports Radio. It's all a work, and let's get back to some more football.
Thanks.